The Wheeling Nailers seek revenge tonight as they play the second of back-to-back games at Toledo Walleye here at Huntington Center. It's time now for the Cellular Solutions Coaches Interview. DJ Abicella alongside of Nailers head coach Jeff Christian. And Jeff, a game that was scoreless through the first. You guys scored first in the second period, but things really turned the other way quickly in the second period. Was there something you could put your finger on that turned the game the way it did?
Well, I think that we got on discipline in a sense that we got away from our system. We started doing too much and trying to do everybody else's job and not worrying about your job. So today we're going to try to simplify things a little bit. Sometimes you feel when you're at home you have to put on a show for your fans. You want to be aggressive and physical and pound. But Toledo is so good. I mean, they've won 7 in a row. They've got a great offense. They move the puck well, that they used our aggression against us. So tonight we're going to be a little bit more patient. We're going to play a little bit more of an old-school trap game. Now, that's not saying that we're not going to be aggressive when we get an opportunity to hit, finish checks, but we just don't want to be running around, trying to make the big hit and getting out of position. They're on a roll right now. They're playing with a lot of confidence. So they kind of picked us apart a little bit. The message was respond. It was, you can't have these swings, 8-1 win, 6-1 loss, to be a professional. Like, as everyone knows, we've got a lot of work here, a lot of young guys, a lot of learning going on. It wasn't exactly a positive meeting this morning, but it's teaching, and sometimes you need a kick in the rear, and we're going to see who responds tonight.
You had some offensive chances early on. Josh Shallow in the first period shot from the left side. Garrett Mears separated himself from the D, and then the goal came on a 2-on-1 rush. Is there something that you can be able to exploit on their defense?
Well, I mean, I don't think that they want to play on the defensive side. I think they want to play on the offensive side. So when we get our opportunities, we have to make the most of it. These are things that we talk about all the time. If you get those opportunities, you know, we could have been up 2-0 after the first. And then it's a whole different game, obviously. But, when we get these chances, we've got to score. I think we had 3 breakaways and a 2-on-1 last night. So, It's just that's not our game. Like, we don't want to run and gun with a team like Toledo. They're just too skilled. We want to grind. We want to get the pucks in, get the pucks out. You know, pay a little bit more neutral zone patience. We got to have a better penalty kill. We've got to start blocking some shots. All the same things we talk about all the time, but it's just a matter of doing it on a consistent basis.
It was interesting to see back-to-back games, as you alluded to. You have such a great game one night, 8-1, and then it goes the other way, 6-1 the next game. In the third period, when the game was at that 6-1 margin, what was your impression on your team, how they handled it, and what would you like to see differently the next time? Hopefully it's not often, but that they're down in that role.
Well, I mean, we talked about it, that I wasn't happy that they didn't get involved physically. Stern gets involved in an altercation, and one of their guys jumps in a 6-1 game. I said, like, our guys should have been in there, every one of them. Like, we've got to start. You know, what happened in Kalamazoo was that Kalamazoo started pushing us a little bit, and we pushed right back. Last night we didn't, and I was disappointed in that, and I expressed that to him. Look, as a coach, you can never send anyone out to fight, but there has to be a very clear message that you stick up for your teammates and you have each other's back. And I made that very clear that I was disappointed in that. It's not one guy. It's like I said, we don't have Pat McGrath here. We don't have, the Dark Knight. And we have to have team toughness, okay? And that's more important in my book, to have, 18 guys that are willing to stand up for each other than just have one guy out there doing all the heavy lifting himself. So I was disappointed, and I expressed that. So again, we're going to see. Look, we're not looking for a bloodbath. We just want guys to stick up for each other and stick together.
Toledo's a team that's notorious for wanting to get off to quick starts in their home building. It's going to be a sellout crowd, second time in a row here this year. How do you approach a game like that where you know it's going to be a hostile environment, and making sure that you try and take the crowd out of the game early?
Well, it's like I said, our game plan tonight is to be a little bit more patient, especially in the neutral zone. Don't chase their D around. Don't look for big hits. Don't run out of the way to put yourself on the wrong side of the puck, but be patient. We had so many examples this morning in video of where we had a good forecheck, and then all of a sudden our second forechecker jumped in there too, and one pass beat two guys, and that can never happen. So it's a young team. They're learning. Excuse me. And I just thought, that's going to be a little bit more tonight is a little bit more patience, but ultimately what it comes down to is who wants it more. Puck battles, physical play, you know, strong on pucks, protecting pucks, making the right decisions, and you know, we can draw up the system all we want, but ultimately it comes down to who wants it more.
Was there one area in particular that you liked last night that you can draw the positive from that you can use into tonight?
Well, I thought we had a pretty good 15 minutes, the first 15 minutes, maybe 17 minutes. I felt like at the end of the first period, the game started to we got into some bad habits a little bit, and I addressed it between periods. We came out, we scored, but then we just got into playing their game, which is run and gun, you know, chase them around. So we've got to stick to our plan. So I would say last night, the first period was pretty good. You know, like you said, we had chances, and we were 0-0 after the first. But, you know, the second and third period just weren't what we're looking for at all. So, look, I said it today. Look, last year when I got here at the end of January, the Nailers were dead last. And I don't want any of our fans to forget that. Okay, we're six games into the year. I know we win one game, 8-1, it's like the Stanley Cup champions. Then we lose 6-1, it's like the worst team that ever played. But when I got here at the end of last year, we were dead last in the conference, okay? Things are, it's a growing, building experience. We're six games in. So I said to the team today, I go, look, hopefully we've learned our lesson that we cannot play in an inconsistent manner throughout the year. We have to have consistent work, positive energy, stick together, play for the team, all the things that I preach every single day. And hopefully, by, you know, game 72 and by the Kelly Cup Finals, we're going to thank Toledo for the beating that they gave us last night, because they're going to have taught us how to play as a team. It's a tough lesson to learn. The quicker we learn it, the more success we're going to have. But it's a grind. It's a daily thing where it's like a consistent thing. It's about being a professional and showing up for work. And you just cannot take nights off or you will get dominated, just like happened the week before to Kalamazoo. Now, what did Kalamazoo do? They went home and beat Allen. So what are we going to do? We're going to find out.
Hopefully we go out there and we beat Toledo. Give your shout out back home.
I'd like to say hi to my little angel, Tyler. I hope you're having a good night with Mom there, and I love you, and get some sleep and be good for Mom.
Jeff, thanks so much. Best of luck tonight.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
That was Nailers head coach Jeff Christian in the Cellular Solutions Coaches Interview. It's all part of Respect's Countdown to Face-Off. You're listening to the 25th season of Hockey in Wheeling, presented by the Health Plan on the Nailers Broadcast Network.